From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Julia Bonner, the founder and president of Pierce Public Relations. Julia, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to talk with you.
So we'll get into talking about this new economy that's been created by the pandemic, new business norms, new strategies, new operations, and what had started during the pandemic that's helped shaping our future. But before we get there, I want to ask you on a personal note, what were some new personal norms that you started during the pandemic that you're going to carry with you in this post-pandemic world we're entering into?
Gosh, I think the main thing would just be more prioritization of connecting with relationships that I don't always make time to do. So as simple as that sounds, I think it just sort of underscored the value of the relationships that I have and making sure that work doesn't ever become too busy where they don't become, you know, kind of front and center. And I think the blessing of sort of video technology, moving from getting to talk to friends to doing a Zoom with five of them to catch up was something we just had never really explored. And so no wacky like habits or bread baking or anything like that. I think it was really more of an emphasis on relationships and how to make sure that those, you know, stay front and center in my life.
Over the past year and a half, almost all business sectors have had to rely heavily on technology due to the forced remote work. What would you identify as the impact of this further digitization and heavier reliance on technology platforms for the public relations sectors and business development overall? And how would you say the sector has been permanently changed moving forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think the main thing that we always say is times of change create the greatest opportunities for businesses. And so we, over the last year, have helped our clients sort of reimagine how they're communicating and doing business development. I think one thing that we saw, you know, for companies that continued to market and execute on their PR strategies, actually gained more share of voice than in a normal market because things got quiet, people got quiet, but those who sort of continued down the path ended up really being able to make some movement in that way. Yeah. And as far as digitization, we sort of saw that through webinars, people who had traditionally hadn't sort of created or hadn't approached thought leadership in that way of addressing sort of topical issues or challenges their clients might be facing in an educational format like that. We also saw a lot more with video and with email, you know, as people sort of moved to be in front of their computers more than ever, how we can create content that actually captures their attention after you've been on Zoom for, you know, 3 or 4 hours in a day. And so I think that we'll continue to see digital strategies increasingly important role in overall communications programs and incorporating more video and more just interactive content into those strategies.
With the current spotlight on increasing equitable opportunities in companies, both big and small, how are you keeping diversity and inclusion top of mind when executing different outreach campaigns?
Last year, we saw you know, many companies and many of our clients sort of make commitments to diversity and inclusion. And so now we're in a place nearly a year later after much of the social unrest in our country started, where we are encouraging them to say, you know, where are we now? So we announced changes that we were going to be making, but how do we actually continue that momentum? And how do we stay accountable to the things that we committed to? And I think that's the real challenge for companies now, is not just that you made, you know, announcements when things really sort of became hot and topical, but what are you doing to sustain that? And I think the second part of it is for, you know, good counsel to ask clients when there are things like last month, for example, was Pride Month, and we had a client that wanted to change their, you know, logo to be rainbow colored in solidarity. And while all of that is well and good, what we always encourage asking is, what is the tangible metric behind that? How are you you actually making some sort of measurable impact on whatever the, you know, the purpose is behind doing that? Because otherwise, I think it does become a little bit superficial feeling, and that's not something that, you know, has any sort of lasting impact, and can honestly, in the end, end up hurting your credibility if you aren't taking real steps to action.
In this age of influencers and significant reliance on social media, why is traditional public relations still relevant? And how do you see the sector evolving against this backdrop?
Yeah, I think that earned media and news coverage simply is an avenue for credibility that influencers and social media will never be able to offer. So while I think those are important tactics to consider on certain occasions, if somebody reads about your company in the Wall Street Journal or in Invest Nashville, they're going to take that more seriously and understand and perceive you as a stronger thought leader than a social media post. And so I think the value of earned media will always be high for that reason, simply because of the credibility that it creates.
And now that we find ourselves in this new economy shaped by the pandemic, what's next for Pierce Public Relations and public relations overall?
Gosh, well, I think kind of going back to the earlier question is, what's next for the industry is going to be more incorporation of data and strategy. Now that we're using more digital channels, we're leveraging email, we're leveraging video, is we have a better understanding of who's engaging with content and how to use that in a more strategic way. I think for us, our business is primarily focused on the B2B space. And so we're also just seeing a lot more companies kind of that didn't necessarily, social media was sort of a back burner area, really understand the importance and the impact that it can have when it's done strategically. And so I think for our clients, last year just accelerated the trajectory to move into and explore new strategies that they had either considered but not prioritized or just not considered, and to actually start seeing that really make measurable impact on the things that they're trying to achieve. So we're really excited about what's ahead. I think we've seen a lot of silver linings over the last year and are excited to continue to see the growth and momentum that PR and marketing can create.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. That's Julia Bonner, the founder and president of Pierce Public Relations. My name is Abby Malone. Julia, thank you again. You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.